now to Miami and a debate over one of the city's most recognizable buildings. It houses the Miami Herald, and for nearly 50 years, it has stood as a testament to the newspaper's importance. But now the Herald is moving to smaller offices, a sign of the times, as papers cut back, and Miami is deciding whether to tear the building down or declare it a historic landmark, as we hear from NPR's Greg Allen.
Every city, including Miami, has its beloved buildings. The Miami Herald building is not one of them.
I don't have much appreciation for it.
Eric Kurtzman owns a gallery and design firm not far from the Miami Herald.
I don't like the small windows, the boxiness of it, but my biggest issue is just the shape.
Since it was completed in 1963 on a prime piece of land overlooking Biscayne Bay, the structure has dominated the north end of the city's waterfront. It's a large rectangular structure with the emphasis on large. 7 stories high, it covers an entire city block with space for offices, a printing plant, and room on the roof for 6 helicopters to land simultaneously. Today, most of it is wasted space, an unpleasant reminder of the decline of the newspaper business and the downsizing of the Herald staff. The building has been sold, and the new owner, a Malaysian developer, wants to tear it down. Becky Roper-Matkov says that would be a mistake.
Lots of people, years from now, if this building is totally leveled, they'll say, how did we let that building be destroyed?
Roper Matkov is the head of Dade Heritage Trust, a nonprofit group that's seeking a historic designation for the building that would prevent its demolition. She's used to fighting uphill battles to preserve historic buildings, but admits this battle is tougher than most. On the sidewalk outside of the Herald, Roper Matkov points out elements of the building's mid-century modern design. There are enough elements, she says, to identify it as Miami modern, a distinctive style used in the design of the Fontainebleau, the Eden Rock, and other Miami Beach landmark hotels built in the 50s and 60s. You can find some of that flamboyance and interesting design in the Miami Herald building, Roper Matkov says, but only if you take the time to look.
Most people have only seen the Herald from blocks away, or else they are driving too fast on the causeway. But once you focus on it, it really does have a lot of appeal.
On a walking tour around the building, she points out what she considers the high points, the metal sun grills that shade the windows, the mosaic tile detailing, also the dramatic porte cochere, a 3-story tall covering over the front drive.
And of course, in that era of the 50s and 60s, you had this great canopy welcoming people to drive up, a dramatic entry.
Dade Heritage Trust spent months preparing a study of the Herald building and presented it recently to Miami's Historic Preservation Board. It describes the design and chronicles the importance of the Herald and Knight Ridder in shaping the city's modern history. The board wasn't won over, but agreed to consider the proposal. The developer's architects, also at the meeting, called the Herald building an example of the dark ages in U.S. urban planning. It's not surprising that a developer would oppose historic designation. Less expected was the opposition to preserving the Herald building that came from other important voices in the neighborhood.
The Miami Herald building to us was always a misplaced factory in the middle of what we were trying to build, was a vibrant cultural corridor.
Mike Idson is chairman of one of the Herald building's closest neighbors, the Arts Center for the Performing Arts. Since the Arts Center was completed several years ago, this part of town, once desolate at night, has begun a transformation. A Spanish company is planning a big new commercial and residential development. A new art museum and a science museum are currently under construction. Itzen says he and others involved in revitalizing the neighborhood always assumed the Herald building would eventually be torn down and be replaced by a structure that would give the public access to the bay. Itzen calls himself a preservationist, but says the Herald building is not worth saving.
This was built in the 60s. We don't feel like this makes an important architectural statement. If you stand back and look at it, it looks kind of like a Kmart. It's just a big square box.
That's part of the challenge of preservation in Miami, deciding what to save in a young city where history and the architectural legacy are measured not in centuries, but in decades. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.